business. Our first item of old business is Ordinance 23-07.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of Ordinance 2307 to amend the future land use map within Sussex County's Comprehensive Development Plan based on the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. One, this is an application to amend the future land use map of the Comprehensive Plan in relation to five tax map parcels containing approximately 637 acres of land with road frontage on Route 9, Cool Spring Road, Log Cabin Hill Road, Joseph's Road, and Hudson Road. The properties affected by this request are Sussex County map and parcel numbers 235-27.00, 11.00, 12.00, 13.00, 14.00, and 334-4.00, 34.00. Two, the subject land is currently designated as low density area on the future land use map. This application requests that the designation be amended to the coastal area. Three, the area near the subject property contains numerous residential developments and the Route 9 commercial corridor. To the west of the land are the residential developments of Lazy Lake, Shoreview Woods, Hunter Mill Estates, the Trails of Beaver Creek, and Meadows of Beaver Creek. To the north are the communities of Oak Ridge Acres, Compass Point, Sweetbriar, and the villages of Red Mill Pond on Sweetbriar Road, and Vincent's Overlook, Overlook Shores, and other residential developments on Cave Neck Road. In addition, the Sussex Consortium School, serving special needs students from all over Sussex County, is located on the south side of Sweetbriar Road. To the east of the land is adjacent to the Tall Pines Campground Resort. To the south, the land borders Route 9, the Lewis Georgetown Bike Trail, and is adjacent to an 18-acre parcel on the northeast corner of Route 9 and Hudson Road, zoned I-1 Institutional, which is the site of Bay Health Emergency and Urgent Care Center. On the south side of Route 9, there is a commercial corridor of land zoned C-1, C-2, and CR-1, with a variety of businesses, commercial, retail, medical, and office uses. West of Fisher Road on Route 9 is a Cool Spring storage facility and an 11-acre parcel zoned C-2 that is proposed to be developed as a 75,000-square-foot retail and office complex. On the opposite side of Route 9 is the Stephen Hudson Park, being developed by the Sussex County Land Trust as a park with a connection to the Lewis Georgetown Bike Trail. Along Fisher Road are the Cool Spring Farm, Cool Spring Manor, and recently approved Monarch Glen residential developments. All of these nearby uses indicate that this area of Sussex County is more appropriately designated as being within the coastal area, a growth area, than the current low-density area designation. These circumstances also satisfy Objective 4.4.1 of the Comprehensive Plan in that the amendment ensures that new development complements the character of the existing surrounding communities. Four, the subject property's main road footage is on Route 9. Route 9 is a major Sussex County road defined as in sections 95-5 and 115-4B of the Sussex County Code as the only east-west major arterial roadway in eastern Sussex County. Five, this property is serviced by public transportation via year-round Delaware Transit Corporation, known as DART, bus route from Georgetown to the Lewis Park and ride that connects to the entire DART bus network. This connection into the greater Sussex County public transportation system justifies the map amendment to the coastal area. Six, the subject property is served with central public sewer and central public water by Artesian Wastewater Management Incorporated. Seven, the subject property is adjacent to the location of conditional use granted to Artesian Water Company, Inc. for a 1-million-gallon, 150-tall water tower. The water tower has been constructed and is located on the east side of Cool Springs Road. The subject property surrounds this water facility. Eight, the subject property is adjacent to the Bay Health Emergency and Urgent Care Center, located at the intersection of Route 9 and Hudson Road. The Bay Health facility is designated to serve the greater Milton region, providing a freestanding hybrid emergency and urgent care center. The center is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The existence of this medical facility at this location is consistent with the coastal area designation and the types of uses permitted in that area. Nine, the subject property is within an area of opportunity as designated by the Delaware State Housing Authority. An area of opportunity is a strong, high-valued market with close job proximity and economic opportunity, high-performing schools, amenities, and supportive infrastructure that help households succeed. DSHA noted that the need for affordable housing, particularly in the coastal resort area, is acute and well-documented. This need for affordable housing is supported in this location under these circumstances by the future land use map amendment to the coastal area. On the other hand, such an area of opportunity is inconsistent with the current low-density area designation, and this change to the future land use map promotes Goal 8.2 of the Comprehensive Plan by ensuring that a diversity of housing opportunities are available to meet the needs of residents of different ages, income levels, abilities, national origins, and household configurations. 10, the northeast portion of the land has an extensive continuous boundary with land designated as being in the coastal area, and the most of the land to the east is in the coastal area. This map amendment is consistent with the coastal area designation of these adjacent and nearby properties. 11, the land is currently zoned AR1. With the current low density designation, a cluster subdivision with a density of 2 lots per acre could be developed as permitted under section 115-25 of the zoning code and chapter 4 of the county comprehensive plan. A cluster subdivision development of this property could currently result in 1,260 single family residential lots. The amendment to the coastal area designation would allow this property to be more appropriately developed as a master planned mixed-use development that provides a variety of housing types and uses. This is also in furtherance of strategy 4.4.1.5 of the plan because it encourages master planning for large-scale development of large parcels. 12, the coastal area is a growth area according to the comprehensive plan. This proposed map amendment satisfies the criteria set forth in section 4.4.2.1 of the comprehensive plan for a growth area, since A, the properties are in proximity to areas where significant commerce and employment exist, B, the properties will be served by central water and sewer, C, the properties are adjacent to the Route 9 corridor, which is the only major arterial roadway running from east to west in eastern Sussex County. D, the map change will enable development that is in character with what exists or may occur in the area, including adjacent coastal area. And E, the map change will not adversely impact any major preserved lands. 13, while the Office of State Planning Coordination has stated its objections to this proposed amendment, the county is in its comprehensive plan is signaling that selected new growth areas may be needed to accommodate future development in places that the state does not currently view as growth centers according to its Delaware strategies for the state policies and spending document. Given all of these circumstances that exist with respect to these properties and the particular and particularly the location along Route 9, this is an appropriate location for the state to recognize that the coastal area designation is appropriate. 14, by the terms of Delaware strategies for state policies and spending document, all land use authority remains vested with Sussex County. This is reiterated within the current Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. While the county certainly takes into account the state's recommendations with regard to a map amendment, the circumstances that have been presented with this application justify this amendment to the map. 15, this revision of the future land use map is appropriate given particular circumstances involved at this location. When several factors like these exist, the consideration and approval of an amendment to the future land use map is appropriate. And 16, for all of these reasons stated, it is the recommendation of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission that the future land use map designation of the land, tax map parcels number 235-27.00-11.00, 12.00, 13.00, 14.0, and 334-4.00-34.00 be amended from low density area to coastal area.
Been moved and seconded to recommend approval of Ordinance 23-07 for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. Mr. Collins, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, Ms. Wingate?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Mears?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. The motion carries 4-0. Thank you.